A meeting with his Chinese counterpart. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That will be the focus of President Biden Monday in Indonesia.
The president will hold his first ever one-on-one, face-to-face meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping Monday. The president feels that the fact that this is not the first time he'll be speaking to Xi is an advantage.
I spend more time than any other world leader. I know him well. He knows me.
Among the topics likely to be discussed, Taiwan's independence, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and the balance of trade between the U.S. and China.
We have very little misunderstanding. We just got to figure out where the red lines are, what are the most important things to each of us.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Arizona, one of the last states to still be counting ballots in the midterm elections. Fox's Alicia Acuna has the latest from Phoenix.
Left to count in the state of Arizona more than 266,000. In Maricopa County, it's more than 194,000, which is why in the Senate race, Republican Blake Masters has not conceded, given the projected win of Democrat incumbent Mark Kelly. Masters says he is waiting until all the votes are counted. The Maricopa County elections officials have spent the past week defending the rate at which they are reporting results. They've explained it's the law that allows for voters to drop their early ballots off on election day.
Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake still closely trails Democrat Katie Hobbs. The NTSB has taken over the crash site in Dallas, where a mid-air collision yesterday killed six people who were on board two World War II era planes. The Boeing B-17 and Bell P-63 King Cobra crashed in flames after the collision. The NTSB's Michael Graham.
This is the beginning of a long process. We will not jump to any conclusions.
Graham says a preliminary report can be expected in 4 to 6 weeks. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Republican who flipped a long-held Democratic House seat is backing Kevin McCarthy for House Speaker. Fox's Jared Halpern has more.
One of the biggest wins for Republicans Tuesday night was in the New York City suburbs, in Republican Mike Lawler flipping a seat contested by Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney.
I didn't run to lose, and I've done this before.
Lawler says his focus will be on bringing down inflation and intends to vote for House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy for Speaker.
You know, I'm a big believer in sticking with the one who brought you the dance.
As for 2024,
we have a lot of people in the party over the last few years, rising stars, people who have won pretty impressively.
House and Senate Republicans are expected to hold leadership elections this week. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Frontier Airlines plane was forced to make an emergency landing Friday over an unruly passenger with a knife.
The flight from Cincinnati to Tampa rerouted to Atlanta and landed safely. This after a passenger threatened to stab the crew and passengers on board with a box cutter. A U.S. Navy vet said crew members asked him and another veteran on board to help subdue the suspect if anything escalated. After the plane landed and passengers began to get off, the suspect did not, and then instead walked towards flight attendants with his hands in his pockets. That's when another man with a background in law enforcement tackled him, and he was taken into custody. No one was hurt. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A shooting outside a Florida high school football game left one adult dead and another wounded. Police say Orlando's Jones High School was finishing a Saturday night playoff victory when a gunman fired several shots in the parking lot during an altercation between two groups. Players and spectators scrambled to safety. Four juveniles were arrested, including one carrying a gun. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.